You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Sometimes there is a plethora of people in...
That's a lot, isn't it?
A plethora is a lot. There's an overabundance of white corpuscles, I think that's what it means clinically. But today there is a dearth.
A dearth?
A dearth, I think, is okay. A scarcity. There's you and I, Ivan.
Yep, that's pretty scarce.
Dick from Muff is... doing his stuff, knocking himself out over in Thailand or Bangkok or wherever he is. And Doug Hawkins, he's got a job and he is unavailable.
Is the job result of the podcast, possibly?
No, he's a traffic controller with a company. And Heidi Victoria couldn't come in. Usually it's her day today, but she has a very important meeting. That she had to go to. And who else do we have in? Greg Evans has been in and Craig Willis. It's not their designated time to come in.
Yep.
Who else?
Who else we got?
Comes in. And anyhow, so Sue Stanley OAM is here, but she's handling the pictures. We're trying to film this, Ivan.
So and she'll be jumping in and out?
Well, maybe. So it's you and I here, yep. Ivan.
Do you remember the last time you and I did this? This was about 2 years ago on a Christmas special.
A Christmas special, you and myself.
Oh, you said it wasn't a sanctioned one at the time. But, yeah, I think you spoke for about an hour and I said two words.
Right,
good comments anyway.
Okay, well, that's good. That's how it should be. So you before we sit down, I'll tell you who we're going to ring.
Right.
We're just not going to quite ring him now. But I don't know if you caught up with Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O.
Wow.
I don't know what Jackie O's other name is, but I could...
Onassis? No.
Jackie O and Nassus, you imbecile.
There is a bus floating around with Kyle's big
head,
wolf head on it, and Jackie's.
Right.
And
anyhow, they started their breakfast campaign here in Melbourne, and John Blackman, who used to do breakfast radio for a number of stations, but predominantly 3AW when he was going. I think he used to do it with Darren James and maybe Bruce Mansfield. He gave him a nice spray. He just he cut them loose. He didn't cut them loose. He reined them in and gave him the best spray I've ever heard. So we might ring him up and see if just exactly did he mean that. I tried to look up what he actually said. I was going to read it out to him if he answers the phone. But I can't find it. He might have deleted what he said or else... My ineptness with the social platforms, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, maybe the latter, yep.
Do you think he... Anyhow, it was just his opinion about...
About the way radio's going these days.
How those two were going.
The interesting fact that I read on the weekend, the Melbourne radio market... Now, the doc might... say the same thing. The Melbourne radio market is bigger than the Sydney market. We generate about $220 million per year in the radio in Melbourne, $200 in Sydney, and the rest that makes up the $600 million is divided among Australia. So I was surprised Melbourne radio is so much sort of bigger than Sydney.
Are you, Ivan? Yeah. Good. Well, so we would normally ask the doc, Dr. Ben Fordham, but the doc, who is an integral part of this podcast, in fact, people only hang on. They couldn't care less what you or I or the Muff Man says or anyone else. They hang on for the doc. And he says, I'm busy next week. That's this week. Back on Wednesday, May the 8th. Then every fortnight. Well, he just was reconfirming that he comes on every fortnight, but he won't be back until the 8th, which is next week. So we can't ask him about Kyle and Jackie O. I'm sure he would have an opinion about them.
Is it school holidays? Is he not working?
No, he is, but he's... I mean, this this would hardly be his main priority in life, although, because he likes coming on, and people like coming on, we like him coming on.
We do.
But he vies for number one ownership of the airwaves, I think, in Sydney with Kyle and Jackie. And him, they swap places for number one. I don't know if they're on at the same time. I presume they are, or else how could you match up?
Yep.
Anyhow, they have a sort of a love-hate relationship. He respects them for being successful. I'm not sure if he respects them for what they say. Anyhow, so they...
Do you think they go out together, like on parties and...
What, the Doc and...
Kyle.
The Doc and Kyle.
Yeah, and Jackie. You think so?
What's that, Ivan?
Yeah, they might get on somebody's boat or something and go out there and
fraternise together. Yeah. No, I wouldn't think they'd do that. Right. No, I think they'd have a distant respect for one another in some sort of capacity. Anyhow, we will ask Mr. Blackman. We'll ask him a few questions. We might be the devil's advocate about Jackie and Kyle. Just what it is that offended him. I won't read it out. We'll do it when we get him on. Now, you mentioned something about a footballer. I have no idea. You're my football informant. You said a Sydney Swans player kicked a goal and no one came and congratulated him because there's some off-field activity with a partner or something. Or did I get that wrong?
No, no, you got it completely right. If I'm the football correspondent, God forbid. But... all I know is I watched some vision, and Sydney Swans player, they were playing Port Adelaide, and he came out, he kicked a goal, and normally most of your team members will come up and congratulation and say well done. Anyway, they deserted him. Even the runner didn't even want to sort of bring the water bottle over to him. She did in the end, female runner, and one of his teammates ran past and must have said something. She laughed, gave him the water bottle, took it back off him, and everyone dispersed. So
the teammates of this man who kicked a goal...
didn't want anything to do with him.
Oh.
It was like they're freezing him out. Yeah.
Really?
Yep, absolutely. So...
Ah, what was his name?
His name could be... No, I don't want to put the wrong person in, but it could be Sam Wicks. Would that be...
Well, I don't know. We'll.
Well, we'll have to follow that up.
Look up Sam Wicks.
I've probably
Sam Wicks
thrown someone else under the bus that shouldn't be.
If it's not Sam Wicks, we'll say we've got that wrong. We don't want.
But I was watching the news last night, and Tony Jones was trying to lead Caroline Wilson, your friend, into the mud there. But
so Caroline Wilson was involved in this, would you? Was she?
No. I've said a lot more than what she would say.
She was involved in pretending to report on this.
Pretending to report on it.
I would give it very scant regard in that case. I mean, it could mean anything or could mean nothing. So that which brings up what I thought was an interesting thing about the way the world is headed in sport, and you can't sledge people and you can't call people various names. Mm. Did you see the NRL player? I should know his name, but I don't. He has accused his club or the competition of bullying. Bullying because... he played or didn't do something, or he didn't train hard, and they made him run laps and do press ups or something, and he said it was bullying.
That's right. Yep. He's suing the club for $4 million.
So you know, well done, Ivan. Do you know who he was?
Of course, I don't have a name. No. But I generally know the story. Yeah, he turned up to the club one training session.
Late, was he?
Late. He was late. Must have been quite a bit late.
Coach said, "You're late."
He said, "You're late now."
Run laps or something.
No. He said, "What I want you to do is wrestle your teammates." So I think there's 19 of them there on the training session that day. And he says, "Right, now you match up with the first one. Now wrestle him." And he did that. And then by about the 10th NRL player, he sort of said, "No, I've had enough. I'm going home." And he walked off.
Mm. So he
threw the
toys out of the cot.
He did.
And off he went.
And he says, "I'm being bullied."
Yeah,
I think that was about 2 years ago.
Boo-hoo.
Yep.
So you weren't far off the mark. So this is where, just reading this out.
Okay.
Sue Stanley, OAM, has taken your role. She has found the information that you didn't know anything about. Well, you knew something about it. Sydney Swans star Sam Wicks has come under fire in recent weeks after allegations he was inappropriate towards a teammate's partner. He was cleared by the club of any wrongdoing. Wicks had to run back to his position through Hawthorn players, and none of the Sydney teammates coming over to congratulate him on his second goal, they gave him a wide berth after he kicked his second goal of the day. So there you are.
That's right. Sydney and Hawthorn.
He is accused, I think, or they've cited him for having an inappropriate relationship with his partners, with his teammates' partner.
Yeah.
So
that sort of throws. That sort of happens, doesn't it?
What you have an inappropriate relationship with your teammate's partner?
Kind of happened in football before.
Yeah, no, it has happened. It has happened before.
It's kind of ruined a club once too.
Yes. Yeah. Who are we speaking about?
Oh, I don't know. Back in the '40s or something.
The '40s. Yeah. Well, of course, the famous one was the great Wayne Carey, who
the Duck. Yep.
Yeah, the Duck. But. So it's a long bow, isn't it? It's a long bow, yeah. Not to congratulate your teammate, to take it onto the field.
It is. But luckily enough,
Ivan, mind you, if you were the captain of a football club and someone had had a crack at your missus, and you were the captain, and one of your teammates, who you are the captain of, had kicked a goal, out of respect, they probably, you know, wouldn't...
They
wouldn't gather around the player because they'd say that'd be an indirect slight on you and your missus.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. What? No, you thank you. thanks, boys. I'd say that'd be the way to do it.
Yeah.
How long do you freeze him out for?
There you are.
Yeah. If he kicks the next goal, do you?
Yeah. Maybe the coach will go to the ultimate extreme and drop him from the side.
No, it looks like the club's cleared him of all wrongdoing.
So
as long as that's happened, it should be. Yeah. Should be water under
done
the
an
bridge.
Investigation. They would have got him in and said, "Did you tamper inappropriately?"
Where would the evidence be?
Yep. probably in the DNA. Now, which we'll get on to the highest paid players in the AFL, because you texted me yesterday and you had an interesting statistic on Max Verstappen, the Formula One star at the minute, who has received, I don't know, where was this in the press?
One was in the press. This wasn't just a made-up one. This was Miami Grand Prix. It's this weekend.
Coming up.
Yep, this weekend. Yep. And Mercedes-Benz F1 team have put an offer on the table to entice Max Verstappen across to Mercedes from Red Bull, and the offer, $245 million per season.
Per season.
Per season. Per year.
Is this to replace Lewis Hamilton, who's going to Ferrari?
Correct. And Lewis would have to be thinking, hang on a minute, I'm only getting paid $48 million.
I would find it hard to believe that Max Verstappen has been offered $250 million a year drive for Mercedes. In fact, I'm saying that is absolute nonsense. I'm not saying you're saying it. That would be nonsense. How could you pay someone $250 million a year?
A year, yep. Well, I guess we'll find out this weekend.
Will we?
We should.
So that will be confirmed, will it?
They're on the record. Mercedes are on the record of saying, yes, we are talking to...
Yes. We'll see if Max has got the car under him or the car is under him, because he drives it like he should. That will be the difference between is it the driver or the car.
And I'd say it's got to be.
What would you say it's got to be?
I'm going to say it's the car, surely.
If you put Max in a Aston Martin down the back of the field, or a whatever the cars down the back are, Alpines.
Yeah,
do you reckon Max would get up the front in those cars?
I don't think so. No. There was a rule of thumb I always remember from the old days, the motorbikes, because you used to watch them quite a bit. So the bike was 80% and the rider was 20%, whereas the Formula One was, the car was 80%.
Let me tell you.
Or around the other way. Yeah, we'll mix
did
that
you
right
watch
up.
The Spanish Grand Prix the last week with Marc Marquez, who's just come back after a horrendous injury, and it looked like he was going to win it on a new on his new team, the Ducati, but I should know the person who won it. It was a fantastic race, and that is the best form of motorsport going around at the minute, MotoGP, followed by... Maybe road racing NASCAR, not the circular road racing, not the oval racing, followed by what else? I'll tell you what's down the last as far as competitiveness and excitement goes is Formula One. The hype and the money and the personalities and the hoi polloi is fantastic, but the actual race is so... And how those commentators, they crank it up and they say the same things
every week.
Every yep. week they say, well, set for what should be one of the most amazing races, and the thing starts and in four laps, Max Verstappen's 10 seconds ahead and that's it. And they do nothing to try and make it even. Nothing.
I was watching one of the programs the other week, and Damon Hill, who's an old racer, he came out and said, "Well, should we even broadcast on the Sunday's race?" But that's how
did he?
Yep.
That's, fantastic.
Yep. And I didn't see him for the rest of the broadcast.
That's brilliant. Yep. But, well, good on him.
Yeah. That's how well they're doing. So. Anyway, I'll change the topic. Maybe. I don't know if you've got this in your topics because we don't do any pre-planning for this, as people could imagine. I saw Tucker Carlson on an advertisement this morning on the TV. Tucker Carlson, he's going to be here on the 1st of July with Clive Palmer.
In Australia?
Yep.
Oh,
yep, he's doing a tour, and the tour is called the Australian Free Speech Conference. Not sure where in Melbourne it is, but it's the 1st of July.
Well, so. Tucker Carlson, Fox News in America has never been the same since Tucker Carlson left.
Was he the one that interviewed Putin?
Putin, he was. That was him, wasn't it? And they said, oh, what a disgrace. Well, why wouldn't you want to interview Putin? They said it was a soft interview. Well, what's that mean? He said, you've got political prisoners here. Why don't you show a sign of faith and send a couple of them back to America. And what else would you say to Putin? We would love to, Andrew.
Well,
what would you ask Putin if he was sitting here opposite you?
What would I ask him? Yes. Yeah, I've got a question for him. When you walk.
Oh, yeah.
So have a look at the vision. Every time Putin walks, he has one... He walks as sort of a normal person, but with his left hand... down, almost strapped to his side. Oh. He doesn't move it whatsoever.
And he's had a stroke.
No. I don't know.
He's got a withered arm.
That's why I'd ask
the
question.
So that's the first question you'd ask him. You would ask him about why he invaded Ukraine, or how many people has he slaughtered, or how many people has he had killed who are political dissidents. Or you'd say, when you walk, I've noticed, Vlad, that you've got a pretty straight left arm down the side of your body.
Yeah,
why
just curious.
Is that? Hey?
Yeah, just curious.
It's where he holds his revolver or his flick knife down the side of his pants. He's got it ready there just to cut someone's balls off if they get a bit frisky like your good self, Ivan.
Yeah, he probably done that a few times, hasn't he? Yeah. Speaking of flick knives, wow, what an issue we have with knives crime.
Thugs in society.
I think just on the news before, there was some guy, I think it might have been in Brisbane, running around with a sword who's killed someone. It's incredible.
So this is the great problem here in Victoria and in Melbourne and the CBD and the suburbs is the thuggery that's going on. And people say, who are the thugs? And many of them are not, but they're youths of African appearance. Now, people don't like you saying that, but that is a fact. And
not all of them.
Of course not all of them, Ivan.
But a fair percentage.
That is it. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I see the state government or the Melbourne City Council said they're back in the black. They've actually, Sally Capp said that they've rescued the city out and it's back in the black. That would be predominantly because of the taxes and charges and fines and imposts that are put on people and their quality of life and living in the city. Hardly The quality of life is measured by how many people don't attack you and how many people don't rifle through your car or hijack it or how many people shoot you. And it would be about time that the insects, the ill-bred and inbred insects who hold you up for thinking that oil is a stain on society and electric cars are the way to go, and the Palestine-Jewish conflict about Palestine and free Palestine and Israel should be run out of town, as I say, have no skin in the game, just saying these people, these insects, these ill-bred insects that hold up people's lives for their political cause, all right to protest, but when you block and deface and vandalise and graffiti people in the name of your cause, where are the authorities? We have to, if you act ill out in the society, you'll be lumbered immediately, but a group of people just get away with it because they intimidate the people not to go on with it because they are as weak as piss. The Melbourne City Council won't confront them because it might mean they get voted out of office.
Well, we're known as...
They sell their soul.
They do. We're known as the protest state now. The police commissioner came out the other week and he says, we're having to deal with 19 major protests every 7 days.
That's it.
And so he goes, crime fighting.
Where's the SAS and the water cannons and the police?
Bringing the National Guard.
Where's the National Guard? That's right. So it's all right to say we're back in the black. On what basis are we back in the black that we've balanced the books but no one's going to go outside in case you get a machete rammed down your aort? Now I'm going to have a crack at this. I don't know how we'll go.
Oh, we are recording, aren't we? Yes.
What?
We are recording, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm going to have a crack at ringing John Blackman and him.
Yep.
He might answer the phone.
John Blackman, he was Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Yes, he was Dickie Knee.
He was 3AW.
Yeah, 3AW. Now, yep. He's been a very prominent and successful man, but he took umbrage to Jackie O and Kyle Sandilands and said it was a disgrace and all that. And so we'll ask him some questions I hope we will ask him some questions. He's a good man. He's been in here before and we've chatted to him. But he might not answer the phone. So
that'll be a good episode.
Hang on a minute. And then now, if I could just get the person technical. Handling the technical advisor here. If I ring him now, Sue, press that, it'll come through. Oh, well, better put the headphones on, hadn't I?
Yeah.
Righto. Well, yep. Righto.
That might help.
No, we might need them because he mightn't answer the phone. Right, there they are. Yep, there are the headphones.
Incidentally, did you ever work with...
This is like working with an outer safety net. What'd you say?
Did you ever work with John Blackman?
No, I don't think I did. I can hear you beautifully through the earphones.
Oh, that's my...
What? I'm going to ring now? Mm-hmm. Is that ringing?
Sammy.
Did my number came up, did it?
Yeah.
Well done. The great John Blackman, who's been a part of this podcast. We have interviewed John, and I've just mentioned all your great work that you've done on Hey Hey It's Saturday. But, of course, I was going to read out, John, what you said about Mr. Sandilands and Miss O, Jackie O and Carl Sandilands, but I couldn't – I read it out before that's yesterday. Did you delete it?
Yes.
Did
because
you?
I've had second thoughts about my Facebook post.
Well, I'm
like, why are we giving these two publicity-hungry oxygen
– thieves?
Waste of oxygen. Yeah, all this time. I mean, you know, the man is a no-talent – and he's got doesn't have a voice for radio, by the way.
Not like your dulcet timbre is what the word is, timbre.
In actual fact, Sam, I think you'll find the French pronunciation
timbre.
No, timbre. Timbre.
It is too. You're absolutely correct, Mr. Blackman.
Yes,
it's timbre.
I know bad bad grammar is something up with which you will not put. Now,
could I just quickly say I'm so glad that you did delete that, because I thought I'm going mad. I tried to find it and I was going to read out your comments and say, who said this, and read them all out, and you would say, well, I said that. But I'm so glad you deleted it, because it made me look as though I'm not a fool, because I couldn't find it.
Well, yes, I know, and you don't suffer fools gladly, Sam, so I'm feeling really nervous talking to you about this. But seriously, I mean, I actually went through the disastrous what would they call it, networking experiment of 1986, where we thought it would be, or somebody thought it was a good idea, or Brian White and Kerry Packer thought it would be a good idea to maybe network stations. And yep. Can I tell you, an abject failure
yep.
from beginning to end.
Well,
and and it cost me my career.
I was around in those days, so I am cognizant of what you're saying. But could I? So you said that they were a disgrace and they were pigs and all that because of their grubby content and all that. Can I ask you this question, John?
Yes.
They are absolutely successful. Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O, probably because of what you're criticising. And you have probably criticised me over the years when I was on the Footy Show, but not probably as badly as that, but you would have probably said the same thing about me. If you were running a station, would you employ... Yes. Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O to lift your station into the top billing, which is what radio and commercial networks are about, at getting advertising sponsors, would you employ them?
No, and not because of the, allegedly $200 million contract they signed with KISS and all the other associated stations. I just wouldn't sign them, Sam, because I've been in radio and television now for 55 years. Since you were running around in shorts on a football field somewhere, and you were a bit older than me even then. But I just wouldn't do it because it just brings the station into disrepute. I mean, do you know what a coke-sniffing asshole is?
A coke-sniffing asshole?
Yeah.
Well, he's being self-deprecating, I suppose. He's having a crack at himself, isn't he? And then he said that he hadn't had any sexually transmitted diseases lately. Or so I didn't listen to it, but John, if that is the panacea, if that is the paradigm for success, why don't listen to it? You know, the obvious thing.
I don't listen to it as of yesterday, because I was in the car for half an hour, and I thought, I wonder what station they're on. And it's a station that you and I would listen to because we're old fogies at KISS FM 101.1, whatever. And I heard I heard these four letter words.
Yep.
And somebody talking to his wife, and they'd only been married a short time, and Sandilands was goading this producer type person into asking him how many times they had sex in the month they were married. And I thought, no.
I understand that, John, but you know, it's aimed at the millennials and the younger brigade who have moved on from what we're talking about, and it's just the shock attitude of the questions. And I mean, if that's what makes it successful, and they can garner $200 million over 10 years, how can you say that it's not? How can you say it's unsuccessful and it's not the way to go?
Well, if a station manager came to you, Sam, and gave you that, gave you that permission to state, you know, the F word. What F? Asterisk, asterisk mean? Well, do you know what that says?
F asterisk, asterisk?
Yes.
Well, unless it's got another asterisk, it's a four-letter word, isn't it? Do you know what that word means? F-U-C-K means for unlawful carnal knowledge.
Yes, well, I do know that. But I know something. I am going to one day, before I die, Sam, I'm going to produce a book called 55 Years Radio and Television, No Shit. Now, I don't often say shit, but...
Well, you'll be accused of just doing what they're doing.
No. Not the big words, like the F word and the C word.
Oh, and the ST, and the STD word.
Well, no, I think, is her name Ho Henderson or is it O Henderson? If I put the emphasis
Jackie,
on the wrong...
No, I don't think it's Ho. Jackie
no,
O Henderson.
O Henderson.
It's a Henderson, her surname, is it?
Yes, I think so. Who is that strange voice?
This is Ivan. Ivan, when you came in here and we interviewed you, had a fantastic interview with you because people loved it. Not sure if Ivan
was here. No, I didn't make it.
Ivan is a friend of mine who comes in and sits, usually doesn't say anything, but there's only two of us here today. he's a good man, but he's from Perth, and he's not familiar with your body of work, but I've filled him in before we rang you.
Oh, I see what you mean. All right. So he'd never heard of me up until now.
Well, he had heard of you, but he hadn't listened to you unless he saw you on Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Yeah, I was a bit younger than you two boys.
Yeah, so that's right. Yes. It's just a mere stribbling.
But Jackie O...
Jackie, see, Ivan,
yeah,
Ivan,
go ahead.
Sam and I are invisible to women and men as well. We're invisible to people under 70.
Yeah, and I call him Ivan. His name is Paul, but when Don Scott was here, he walked in, Paul, and Don Scott said to him, he said, my name's Paul, and Don said, you look like Ivan Milat, and he actually does look like Ivan Milat, and I've called him Ivan ever since.
You have
the much to the chagrin of his missus.
The best one was we had Tim Watson Munro sitting here at the table, he was calling me Ivan Milat.
He was calling him Ivan.
Yeah, and I thought,
now John,
do you have self locking locks on your car doors, Ivan?
I don't have any handles on the inside. If that's what you're getting at.
So I'm saying to you, John Blackman, you've been savage on Kyle and Jackie O, they are as about as successful as you can get because of their content and what they do. Yeah. What is wrong with that?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Number one, the contract. I mean, what was the precursor for getting a job on radio, Sam? A good voice.
Yes.
Now, if you ask me if Kyle.
Yes. Well done.
If he sent in an audition tape, that'd go in the rubbish tin. But he's obviously, he's obviously found the secret. And the secret is blasphemy, it's profanity, it is dropping the four-letter word, and he's already got Jackie O. he's already got her under his Sven Vali-like trance.
Yeah.
And, it's just... Oh, look, as I said, station manager came in and said, John, don't you dare say that word again. I'd be out in the street.
You probably would be, John, but then again, you might not be. You just said they've found the secret of what is successful. Said that. The secret.
It's no secret anymore. I mean, and Ivan, I include you in this now.
All right.
Where does it go to from here? I mean, what's next? Do you know what I mean?
It's just a spiral down, isn't it, John?
So, John, if I may, what does it matter what's next? If they go too far, the Australian Broadcasting Commission or whatever they call, they'll pull them up. But if that entices people to listen, they say, my God, you want to hear what these people are talking about? It's absolute crap, but I can't stop listening. Or I want to listen because it's just it's not Eric Pierce got a gig on the radio 800 years ago because he had a beautiful voice. But does it matter what your voice is like if you've got the content that appeals to people? Or because I'll read out some. This is some of the comments that people have made about the...
This is on social media, which I think is just such a misnomer.
Well, you were on it. You bagged them and you took it off.
Yeah, well, yes, I did, because I reckon Kyle Sandilands is dangerous.
Right, well, this is from people said, just listen to your first 30 minutes. What a great start. You killed it. Best 6 a.m. show opener ever, and welcome to Melbourne. Like, there's many people who have sided with you, John, incidentally, and many people have said, and isn't that what it's about? I would love to interview Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O right here on this podcast, and I think he's... I spoke to him once when we had the 500th episode of the Footy Show come up, and he interviewed me on the radio and gave me a belting and about all the things I've done. And as I say, I know you've given me a belting about things I've done, and you're a very good. I'm not. I'm not worried about it, John. You're a very good man.
Very tongue in cheek.
I know, mate.
And I don't mean that in a sexual way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do know that, John. And I've never worried about what people say about me, particularly my friends. You're a friend of mine. But if you have an opinion about me, that's fine. And that's all I'm saying about Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. They're doing something. They've rescued whatever station they work for. I don't even know what station they work for. Oh, you said Kiss.
Kiss, yeah. K with two O's. It's misspelled. K-double-I-S.
French Kiss.
But I've tried to make the point before, Sam. What's next? What do they do? Copulating on air?
Can't see that, John. You could hear it. Perhaps you could hear the swishing of their organs and the members. Yeah. What does it matter what's next? They won't say the C word, I'm sure, and they won't be allowed to do anything.
Listen, I will have a bet with you, young man, and I know you're much older than me, Sam. Before one of us dies, I bet the C word is said on Kiss. There you go.
We'll watch out for that.
Well, okay, so say it was. That would render them against, I would say that would be a step too far, wouldn't it? Not wouldn't offend me, but I think the Australian standards or whatever they're called, every person on radio and television and in the media has to abide by the Australian Broadcasting Tribunal standards. I know this because I was brought up before the tribunal three times over 25 years on the Footy Show. So I know that. But at some stage, if they're brought up before it and they're threatened with their licence being cancelled, they won't do it. But I'm sure they're not that stupid to... really?
I know it's bad radio to talk over each other, Sam, but do you think they might get hauled up before the tribunal if one morning Vile Kyle dacked Jackie Ho?
Vile Kyle dacks Jackie O. Yeah. But how would you know if he dacks her because it's radio?
I'm just having
a look at your minge now. I've seen you've taken your gear off, and your minge is looking very, very nice. I mean, how would you know?
See, the youngsters today, the millennials today, wouldn't know what a minge is, but you and I do, don't we?
Yeah.
And they're using they're using language that only today's millennials understand, and you and I probably think, did they just say something rude? Some millennials haven't heard of the crabs.
Well, they do. good luck to them there.
The galloping dandruff.
But they've got their own language.
They think that, you say, where would you catch a case of crabs? You say, oh, you get down to Frankston Pier.
So the C word is substituted for woofer and minge
Look, there are a few other euphemisms for it.
Yeah, the front bum.
And the other thing too, if you're reading from the same article that I am, Bruno Boucher, or is it Bouchette, introduced himself by saying, despite being straight, I love getting pegged. So what's this predilection for being hang out on the line? What's pegged?
But it's salacious, provocative, lascivious chat, isn't it? And it is resonating with, they wouldn't be they wouldn't be retained for 200, if they, you can believe that, 20 yeah. million a year. I don't know how much Vile gets or Miss Ho gets or whatever you're calling him. I'm calling him Kyle and Jackie. I don't know how much what the split is. It's probably, I don't know what the split is. That'll probably be the next thing that she sues him for you know, not getting the same as discrimination,
pay gap.
Gender pay gap. But
yeah, well, I tell you what, she knows where the split is, that's for sure.
Now, I reckon you are pretty – you should have kept your – why did you take your post down?
No, well, I just thought you don't want to make an enemy of this guy because with money – no, I'm serious here, Sam. With money comes power, and with power comes – as far as I'm concerned, you know, what do they say about power?
Power corrupts.
Power corrupts, that's absolutely right. And money corrupts completely. And I just reckon these two are, I don't know, they're in for a rough ride, I reckon, in Melbourne. Because do you know something, Sam? And Ivan, I keep meaning to include you there. You're no relation to Ivan Hutchinson, are you?
No. let's not go there, Mr. Blackman.
you can cut that out. But where was I?
No, you said
what?
You said
Melbourne radio. You were going down the path. Yeah. Melbourne radio is quite different from Sydney radio.
Thank you. Thank God, one of us has a lot of memory. but the thing is, and I said this, and I said it to you, Sam. I think the 1986 experiment proved to me and to the two parties involved, that is Sydney and Melbourne, that Sydney audiences think that Melbourne audiences are too conservative, and Melbourne people think Sydney audiences are a little bit too. They're like a lady of the night.
So John, maybe Kyle and Jackie O have worked this out, and they said nothing has worked when we've done dual. We've gone national. Maybe the way to get people's attention down in Melbourne is to do exactly what we're doing. And do you think Kyle Sandilands, if he read what your text was or what your post was, do you think he would take offence at that? And he he wouldn't. I don't think he'd take offence because he'd probably realise that what you said was pretty fair from someone who's been in the industry. But who gives a stuff? I'm going to do this anyhow because it's been a great recipe for success, and I've got $200 million in the bank at some stage. Yes, he is, as we say, fuck you, rich. Yep. No, that you can
glad,
say.
I'm glad you said that, Sam, and not me.
No, but that's all right to say that.
Does this go to Brisbane, by the way?
This is a podcast that anyone in the world can access.
Oh, right. Okay, because it's on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Watch out, Brisbane. They're making overtures to your management in Brisbane to come on air there. So they're going to be nationally hated by a lot of people. But then again, you see, they're just brainwashing the youngsters listening. And you and I aren't one of them, Sam, nor you, I'm guessing, no. Ivan.
Correct.
You're not young, but you're not old. But the point being is they're brainwashing us into thinking that they're brainwashing the
youngsters. This is the norm. Right?
This is the norm. This is the new norm.
But I've not listened, and I probably won't, not because I. But I wouldn't take offence to anything that they say. It just wouldn't worry me. I would just listen, and I'd think, God, if people. It wouldn't worry. I don't take offence at anything that Kyle or Jackie O would say, and I've got a feeling they work on the percentages. They think a lot of people will, but a hell of a lot of people won't, and they enjoy the different aspect of what. That it's just shock tactics and salacious, and that's a recipe that's been. I'd love to interview. I was asked, incidentally, by Kyle Sandilands' management about 3 months ago, would I do a short piece to camera saying I'm looking forward to Kyle and Jackie O coming to Melbourne? And I said, well, I would. And then I thought, well, I won't do that just because my friends are. I don't want to side against someone like Brendan Favola or someone else I know on the morning radio. I don't want to be look as though I'm favouring anyone. But I said I would do it, and then I didn't. But Not for any other reason. I just didn't want to hang out the other people. Not that they could give a stuff. Not that my word would be.
Your reputation for cancelling contracts is sort of far.
It's got a track record.
The only thing that might round them up is, but if they've got very loyal sponsors, because I know this happened on the footy show when I did things, those sponsors got and said, why are you employing this man? Or we're not going to sponsor this show because I said something or did something. But if Kyle and Jackie O have loyal sponsors who don't give a stuff what they say and can't be cancelled by the sponsors, because that's what's it about. If no one sponsors the show, they're out of business. No one will pay them $200 million at all.
Well, you know, Michelle Bridges, who is one of those influencers, is she?
Yes.
What they call them. She says, welcome to Melbourne, guys. And that's what Julia Morris said. Michelle Bridges said, what a great start. Killed it. And I mean,
I just read that out. That's what they said. You what a great start. You killed it. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, you didn't. No, I think you've just killed off radio. If all of our contemporaries, Sam, were listening to the bit I listened to yesterday, the half hour I made myself listen to, they would be turning in their graves because they're treating like radio an industry that I love, and I know you love too, and I know you love the electronic media. If people just come in and run roughshod over it and treat it like a hoo-ah, Sam.
Yeah, I know.
Where does it go from there? I mean, the standard you accept is, or you walk past, is the standard you accept is what I'm saying.
Now, John, if you had your crystal ball there, how many months would you give this new program? Are you going to be on record as saying this will go for 6 months, or
as a matter of fact, I did. In fact, I put that on this
tweet that you deleted.
Oh, sorry.
No, I didn't, Sam. I didn't realise that. I thought this will never happen because it was so long in the making.
Yep.
But I did. I said I'll give them 6 months.
Yep.
And I'll have a bet with you, Sam.
Yes.
I don't have much money these days, but I'll bet you.
I've got less.
One. All right. Yeah. Well, that makes two of us. Yep. All right. Will you? I tell you what. You can have my footy boots.
So you give them six months.
I give them 6 months. Yeah. Really, I seriously do, because Melbourne audiences are not that gullible. I mean, I don't know what they do in Sydney, but their standards are a bit lower than us Melbourneites.
So I know we're not talking apples and apples, but 3AW, which is not a FM station, and you were instrumental in making that number one breakfast with, I think, Bruce and then Darren, wasn't it?
Darren Machiavelli.
Darren, well, Bruce, you did it with, didn't you? Bruce Mansfield?
Bruce Mansfield, Uncle Roy, a.k.a. Uncle
Roy.
Yeah,
that's him.
And we were number one in Melbourne by a country mile.
Yes.
Like Ross and Russ at
that's
the moment.
Well, I'm getting on to that. Yep. That's what I'm saying. Yes. So they are number one by a country mile on the AM band. And you were as well. But this is FM.
But they always say, FM is number one, but they always forget about, all the stations plodding away on the AM band.
I'm not forgetting that. I just mentioned that.
Yeah, well, I know you just mentioned it, but they always say number one, but they don't qualify it, Sam.
Well, I am qualifying it because I think their rating, Ross and the other gentleman, don't even know his name, Ross and...
Russ.
They rate 18, and I think if FM radio is a winner, it rates 8, doesn't it, or 9, or
something.
Got that wrong.
Well, I think it's sort of up in the double figures.
Oh, is it?
But the thing is, it rates. There's 3AW, there's Daylight, and then there's the number one FM station, and a lot of them claim to be number one, but they conveniently forget. To mention the AM band.
But I'll put it to you, John Blackman. AM, FM, everything's just digital now. You're not going to plug into your car radio on the AM band or the FM band. It's just you put in a number, even in your in your iPhone. It's on an app, so everything's digital. So,
well you don't drive cars as old as
that. I'm going to say, John, that's absolute bullshit, Ivan. I get in my car and I have to put it on the AM band to hear AW, and if I don't put it on the FM band, that's absolute crap. Now, John, I want to ask you this finally again, and how's your health?
Is this the end of the interview?
This is not the question I was going to ask you, but I'm asking you now, how is your health and how are you coming on with your major surgery and your recovery? I hope...
Well, I've got a bottom denture now. They took out all my teeth and the bottom row kept coming out. So the dentist at the Alfred decided to glue it in. And he said, I've got to stand here with my fingers pressed up against your denture for about 3 minutes. And I said, what does that do? He said, it'll make the glue set. And then he started doing something too. I said, what are you doing now? You know, spot welding. He said, well, sort of. I'm just putting a bit of araldite in.
So this is my final thing. I'm disappointed that you took down your post, that the castigation. And if Kyle Sandilands did what I did and rang you up and said, John, would you like to come on and have a chat about what you said about me? Would you entertain the idea of having a chat to him, or don't you want to be associated with that filth and that hooah that's on there?
No, I'd tell him you can get fucked.
I will take that.
See, I've said it now.
Yeah, done. Right. Well, that'd make sure that you went to air. If you told him to get fucked, that's what they're after. Salacious language. Well, hey, John, thanks very much for taking the call, mate. You're a star, and we appreciate it.
And you are, mate, too. And you, Ivan, as well.
Ivan's a shit kicker. Ivan's fucking nothing.
Watch your back, Ivan, because... Hang on. Watch your back, Ivan, because Don Scott didn't.
Oh, poor old Don. It might go that way.
All right. Good on you, mate. All the best to you and Cecile.
See you, Sam. And love to you, mate.
Bye, mate. Good boy. See you. Now, I just turned that off, haven't I, Sue? Have I done that? Have I turned it off?
Yep.
Is he listening to this? I suppose we're off, are we?
We are.
Is he off?
Well,
doesn't matter if he's not off, mind you.
That's right. There'll be just a voice in the background somewhere.
Turn me off.
So this is it's a vexed situation, Ivan. They have worked out what is successful, and... I don't want to be part of this and compare myself at all to them, but this is what happened with the footy show. You know, we got the shit kicked out of us for things we did, but we lasted for 25 years doing it until people thought we went a bit far. But these people have gone too far. These people have gone too far before they've even been on a minute. Mm. And he said, where can it end up? What does it matter where it ends up? You either want to listen to this or you don't. And as I say, if not that Kyle would want to come on here, but I'd love to speak to him.
Well, put the call out there. Come on.
No,
Kyle. Incidentally, her name is Jacqueline Allen Henderson. So
what's the O for?
I don't know. Oh my God. No, I don't know.
Nope. Jackie O. Well, there we are. Well, just all right. Well, where are we up to? Are we sure this is recorded? Because
I've actually written it down. Red is recording.
Yeah, well, where does it say how long we've been on? Why doesn't it say how long we've been on? Oh, there it is. It does. We've been on far too long. Well, I think that was worth speaking to John Blackman because he's been a star, and I'm surprised and disappointed he took his post down because he went to town on him. So that's it. We'll be back.